Welcome back, 1234 at 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by Washington Times sports editor Mike Harris. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Andy.
Nats win 5-4 in the ninth. Man, what a great come-from-behind victory over the Angels.
And one they absolutely needed. They're in the middle of their longest homestand of the season, 11 games. And they've got to do pretty well with that kind of homestretch. They split with the Cardinals. They're three outs away from getting swept by the Angels,
Yeah. Which
means they'd have to sweep the Padres to even have a winning homestand.
Mm-hmm.
So it was huge. They fall to 500, which this early in the season isn't that big a deal. But when you start 7-2, I mean, again, it's very early in the season to say huge win, but huge win.
Yeah.
They really needed that. They've not been playing well, but they managed to, good teams win games when they're not playing well, and the Nats did that last night.
Yeah. Gio put on a great performance, but was yanked in the sixth, and I heard Williams say something about he was worried about the cold.
Yeah, said he had a little bit of a shoulder stiffness. I can't remember if he said stiffness or soreness.
Yeah.
Said normally he would have left him in, but he didn't want to take a chance. Gio said afterward he's fine, it's not an issue, but yeah, 83 pitches, and he was throwing. You thought he would have had another inning or two in him, but
Err
on the side of caution.
Yeah.
Gio had some luck like that last year. I remember he had back-to-back games where he struck out 11 batters and didn't win either game.
Yeah.
He pitched pretty well, but the bottom line is that the team ended up coming back and winning, and that's the big deal. But yeah, it sounds like Gio will be fine.
Yeah. And you know what? He's one of the better hitting pitchers. That guy, he has some pretty good at-bats, some pretty good swings.
Yeah, drove in a run last night, has a home run this year, has one home run each of his three seasons here.
Yeah.
He's not afraid up there. Gio's kind of a lovable goofball. He just goes up there and figures, what the heck, swing the bat and see what it hits. And,
yeah.
And it works out for him a little
bit. Yeah, I did happen to notice a great play by Mike Trout to rob Harper of a hit last night.
He's pretty good, that Trout.
Yeah.
He's pretty good. What's interesting with the Nats pitching is, and I was not there last night, I was watching on television, and they mentioned Detweiler when he came in, that he set up, if he pitches a couple innings, I got the sense they were thinking of moving him into the rotation in place of Taylor Jordan, who struggled badly in the first inning.
Yeah.
His turn would be Sunday, so last night would line up. I'm real interested to see what they do there.
Yeah. One other baseball note, New York-Boston game, little excitement. Michael Pineda thrown out for pine tar on his neck. I know you had to see that by now. That's just I don't know how much more obvious it could have been.
Yeah, and explain to me how pine tar could accidentally get on your neck.
Yeah.
What else would you need it on your neck for? You get it on your elbow, okay. The rag slipped. You get
yeah.
it on whatever. But on your neck, yeah.
I love the thumb. Get out of here. Second inning, he's walking off the mound. Beautiful. All right, Wizards take game two in Chicago. When we talked on Tuesday, both of us thought, hey, if you get one on the road, it would be great. But, man, two, that's fantastic.
Three teams in NBA history, and don't ask me to name them because I can't, have come back and won a series after losing the first two on the road, at home. The Bulls have never done it. The Wizards are in pretty good shape. Now, that doesn't mean it's over. They've still got to get to four, but, yeah, I like the position, and I like the way they're playing. Major comebacks in each game, double-digit deficits. The Bulls are tough and physical, and the Wizards have not backed down from that. It's been, as I wrote in my column today, no team through two games in the playoffs has looked as good as the Wizards have looked.
Mm-hmm. And you also coined the phrase wizitude.
Yeah, I'm trying to come up with something. They need something. Wizards fever, that's played out. Yeah. But anyway, I hope this town gets behind them a little bit. They're a fun team to watch.
Wizitude. Almost sounds dirty. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Redskins' schedule is out. They get Houston in the season opener. They got a nice Monday night matchup with Seattle. Russell Wilson versus RG3.
Yeah, they play five teams that made the playoffs last year, so it's a reasonable schedule for a team that was 3-13.
Yeah.
I believe Jacksonville is the second game, so there's a chance to get the Jay Gruden era off to a really good start. But it's a fool's errand now to sit and look at schedules and try to guess how it's going to go, because so much can change, with injuries in training camps and late season moves, and everybody thought they were going to be better than 3-13 last year. But yeah, it's a nice schedule, and they got to open on the road. So what? It looks favorable. That's all I'll say about it at this point.
Yeah. Speaking of the Redskins, RG3 to pilot the pace car Saturday night in Richmond, thanks to Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Yeah, Dale Earnhardt Jr. has been a big Redskins fan for years, and the two of them have struck up a friendship. So I got a press release from the media center at Richmond International. RG3 is going to do a media availability, and I'm sure he's all excited. I hope somebody else is in that car with him.
Yeah, I think that's the way that works, but then again, what do I
know? Yeah, who knows?
Yeah. All right, Mike, good stuff. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk again.
You too. Thank you, Andy.
Mike Harris, sports editor here at the Washington Times, 12:39. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, political reporter Seth MacLaughlin. He's got a story about the GOP going after Harry Reid. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 1260 WRC.